Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, November 21st. The health crisis in Mesa County School District 51 continued yesterday, as by Wednesday afternoon, five different schools were closed due to absenteeism because of illness. As of 2:30 p.m. yesterday, Public Information Officer Emily Shockley issued a press release from D51 School Superintendent Diana Serco. Serco said in that press release, quote, "The health and safety of our students and staff is our top priority. With the recent rise in illnesses across the valley, we have made a decision to close all D51 schools this Thursday and Friday, November 21st and 22nd. All District 51 schools will reopen as scheduled following Thanksgiving break. The closure includes all after-school activities beginning today, Thursday, November 21st. We have never before had to close all schools in the district due to illness." According to D51 Nursing Coordinator Tanya Marvin, quote, "We are taking this highly unusual action because this virus is extremely contagious and spreading quickly across our schools. In addition, it appears that there is now a second related virus that is affecting students, some of whom have already been ill in recent weeks. The combination of the two has created an unprecedented spread of illness." End quote. Onset symptoms for both types of viruses, including vomiting, is incredibly fast. The second version also causes fever in several cases. Serco went on to say, quote, "We understand that a district-wide closure is an inconvenience to families and a rare step to take. While our custodial crews are working tirelessly to disinfect schools, the rapid spread of illness has led us to the conclusion that closing all schools to allow our custodial crews and environmental health and safety teams to perform an intense cleaning of the school buildings is the best course of action. Please check d51schools.org. for more information about this developing situation." End quote. And in news from another school district in the listening area, a school shooting threat discovered written on a bathroom wall at Norwood High School on Tuesday, November 19th, is under investigation by the Norwood Marshal's Office, Norwood School District, and the San Miguel Sheriff's Office. According to a press release, a suspect has been identified as an 18-year-old male student at the high school. He has been removed from the school pending further investigation and faces summons into court on two charges. School administrators were notified by a student of a message written on the boy's bathroom wall threatening a school shooting to occur at a future date. School administrators immediately notified law enforcement, and the multi-agency investigation was launched. As part of the investigation, the school, along with law enforcement and a panel of professionals, is conducting a threat assessment to determine, among other things, the best course of action at this time. Sheriff Bill Masters said, quote, "Unfortunately, we are forced to train and deal with threats like this, and I would like to assure parents that we are doing everything we can to help keep all of the schools of San Miguel County safe." End quote. Norwood High School is located in Norwood, Colorado, approximately 30 miles northwest of Telluride. The Norwood School has approximately 200 students enrolled from preschool to 12th grade. This is from the Colorado News Connection. Time is running out for the public to comment on the Trump administration's third proposal this year for changing SNAP, the program formerly known as food stamps. Eric Galatis has the story.
The latest move would cut $4.5 billion from the program over 5 years by changing how states calculate benefits based on utility bills. More than 7 million low-income Americans are projected to see an average benefit loss of just over $30 a month. Anya Rose is Hunger Free Colorado's public policy manager.
Losing more than $30 a month is a really big hit to a food budget. This is going to mean that more families in Colorado have to choose between, do I pay the utility bills or do I purchase food for my household? And no one should have to make that choice.
Rose notes older adults and people with disabilities would be disproportionately impacted, but because of Colorado's rising costs of living, many low-income workers will also be squeezed. U.S. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue says the proposal aims to modernize SNAP and reduce benefit discrepancies between states. The USDA projects 40% of Colorado families participating in SNAP would see benefit cuts. Rose says modernizing how benefits are calculated shouldn't lead to lower benefit amounts when families already are struggling. In Colorado, food stamp benefits average just $4 a day.
Any change to the standard utility allowance shouldn't result in Colorado families losing $30 a month of their food benefit. If this is the lever, it should serve the statutory purpose of SNAP, which is to protect Americans from hunger.
Previous proposals by the Trump administration for SNAP would change the way states determine eligibility and limit a state's flexibility on work requirements, both of which are projected to result in fewer people being able to get assistance. Comments on the latest proposal can be registered at hungerfreecolorado.org/comment through December 2nd. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
And finally today, in a story from the Montrose Daily Press, police say a Montrose woman stabbed and beheaded her dog on Tuesday, then barricaded herself inside her Locust Road home wearing a gas mask. The woman, who appeared to have harmed herself, was taken to the hospital. Police will likely seek charges of animal cruelty, resisting arrest, and obstruction. Her name is not currently being released. Police came to check on life and safety at the home in the 62700 block of Locust Road Tuesday morning, after the woman's roommate called for help. Once that person was able to get inside the home, they discovered the dog's mutilated body and called police. By the time officers arrived, the woman allegedly responsible had barricaded herself inside the home and would not respond when police surrounded the residence and began calling out commands. They continued trying to get her to come out, including by breaking the window of the room where she was thought to be, but still, there was no response. After about an hour of trying to get a response, the decision was made to deploy tear gas. When the woman still did not emerge from her home, officers sent in their robotic camera. Officers found the woman wrapped up in a blanket and wearing a gas mask. She allegedly failed to comply with orders to show her hands and come out. Officers ultimately had to use a taser to subdue her. At this time, police do not know why the woman allegedly killed her dog. Other animals found on the premises appear to be unharmed and will be cared for. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, November 21st. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.